Malaysia prepares new law to crack down on illegal gambling. Malaysia is preparing new legislation to curb illegal gambling, officials say. Deputy Prime Minister Fadila Yusof has confirmed that the federal government is drafting measures aimed at stepping up the fight against illegal betting and unlicensed online gambling. No bill has been tabled yet, but Fadila indicated lawmakers hope to move the matter to Parliament soon, possibly at the next parliamentary sitting. The government has not decided whether to introduce a standalone act or amend existing statutes. Fadila said the proposed changes are intended to strengthen enforcement tools and better protect vulnerable Malaysians.
Illegal gambling activities hurt many, especially vulnerable groups, such as younger people.
The announcement follows a recent enforcement operation in Selangor that highlights the scale of the problem. Selangor police raided an alleged illegal online gambling ring in Sungai Buloh, detaining 34 people suspected of involvement in the network. Authorities reported that the operation was generating roughly $532 a day. Officials say the new legislative push will target several facets of the illegal market, including underground betting houses, unlicensed online platforms, and operators that exploit payment systems to launder funds. The Royal Malaysia Police, state police contingents, and regulatory bodies that oversee communications and financial services are expected to be central to any new regime. Potential legal pathways and enforcement measures.
Legal experts and enforcement officials believe lawmakers will consider a mix of options rather than a single approach.
Amendments to long-standing statutes, such as the Common Gaming Houses Act 1953 and the Betting Act 1953, are likely to be examined alongside new provisions specifically aimed at online operators and intermediaries. Fadila said failing to prevent illegal gambling could cause significant harm at a social level.
The statement underlines an explicitly social framing for the initiative, protecting youth and reducing the social costs of addiction and related criminality are being presented as primary objectives. Practical measures under discussion are likely to include higher criminal penalties for organizers, expanded powers to freeze and seize assets, and more robust cooperation with banks and payment providers to cut off revenue streams.
Technical measures such as website and payment blocking, an approach available to the Malaysian Communications and Multimedia Commission in prior years, may also be part of the toolkit.
Industry observers note that legislation alone will not eliminate the problem. Enforcement capacity, interagency coordination, and cross-border cooperation are critical,
since many illegal platforms operate from offshore jurisdictions. A senior former enforcement official, familiar with gambling investigations, commented that tougher laws need to be matched by investment in investigative technology and financial intelligence units to follow money flows and disrupt networks. There are also trade-offs and legal questions that lawmakers will have to navigate. Consumer protection advocates argue that clear licensing pathways and regulated alternatives reduce incentives for players to migrate to illicit services. At the same time, civil liberties groups warn against overly broad powers that could affect lawful online content and services. For now, the timeline remains uncertain. Parliamentary calendars, interministerial consultations, and drafting exercises will determine when a concrete proposal appears. Observers expect public agencies, including the police, the communications regulator, and the finance ministry, to be closely involved as the draft takes shape.
What industry stakeholders are watching?
Operators of licensed gaming and betting services, payments firms, and responsible gambling groups are monitoring developments closely. Licensed operators could welcome measures that level
the playing field by constraining illegal operators, while payment processors may face new compliance obligations.
Youth-focused NGOs and social services groups are pressing for the inclusion of prevention and treatment funding in any package. The government's next steps will be watched by regulators and regional partners across Southeast Asia, where illegal online gambling remains an entrenched issue. How Malaysia balances enforcement, regulation, and harm reduction will shape the practical impact of any new law.